This poem is called London Snow by Robert Bridges. When men were all asleep, the snow came flying in large white flakes falling on the city brown, stealthily and perpetually settling and loosely lying, hushing the latest traffic of the drowsy town, deadening, muffling, stifling its murmurs failing, lazily and incessantly floating down and down, silently sifting and veiling road, roof, and railing, hiding differences, making unevenness even, into angles and crevices slowly drifting and sailing. All night it fell, and when full inches 7, it lay in the depth of its uncompacted lightness, the clouds blew off a high and frosty heaven. And all woke earlier for the unaccustomed brightness of the winter dawning, the strange unheavenly glare. The eye marveled at the dazzling whiteness. The ear hearkened to the stillness of the solemn air. No sound of wheel rumbling, nor foot of falling, and the busy morning cries came thin and sparse. Then boys I heard as they went to school calling. They gathered up the crystal manna to freeze their tongues with tasting, their hands with snowballing, or ride it in a drift, plunging up to the knees, or peering up from under the white-mossed wonder. Oh, look at the trees, they cried. Oh, look at the trees. With lessen load, a few carts creak and blunder, following along the white deserted way, a country company long dispersed asunder. When now already the sun in pale display, standing by Paul's high dome, spread forth below its sparkling beams, and awoke the stir of the day. For now doors opened, and war is waged with the snow, and trains of solemn men, past tale of number, tread long brown paths toward their toil they go. But even for them a while no cares encumber, their minds diverted, the daily word is unspoken. The daily thoughts of labor and sorrow slumber at the sight of the beauty that greets them for the charm they have broken.